Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening on this Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Joining us on the line is the head boys basketball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowboys, Jason Burning, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So as we take a look, it has been a kind of an up-and-down start to the season for your team. You've been in a couple of close games to get some good competition to start. You played a lot of good competition to start this season. Unfortunately, you guys sit at 1-5, but definitely looking at the scores and the box score doesn't necessarily tell the whole story. And when you look at how this team has progressed from the start of the season now to about a third or close to a halfway through the season, just what have you and the staff seen that you like from this ball club?
Well, I mean, we're not exactly where we thought we would be record-wise, but you know, we have played. You're right, we have played some good competition, and the one thing I think we have seen out of our kids is just a constant fight. We've been stressing getting better every day, no matter what, and in practice and in our competitions, and I feel like we are. We just aren't, we're not seeing the results, I guess, from a win and loss perspective at the current time. But we just feel like if we can just keep working on some things that we just need to continue to get better at, we're going to put ourselves in positions to get some wins on our side. And that's what our aim is right now. But, we're a gritty group. They come back and fight every single night, and that's what I really love about this group. And I think in the long run, that's going to serve us well as we, get into the meat of the season here in January.
And looking at the stat sheet, and someone that's really, I think, taken their game to the next level from freshman year to sophomore year is Chaz Lane. He's played at a really high level, even in some of the losses to this year that Chaz has played at a really high level. JD Moracle as well, in terms of a score and a facilitator. Statistically, it looks like he has taken a step up in terms of a level of play. When you just look at how those two in particular have evolved their games, you can even throw in Huxley Lincoln Felt there was another sophomore in there. How those three have elevated their games from freshman year to sophomore year. What are some things that you see that are different in their games from where they were a year ago at this time?
Well, I think all three of them definitely have grown in their confidence, number one, and they've grown in their skill set and their ability, number two. So, both of those things are still growing for them. They're just getting going. So I think as we continue to go, we're really leaning on those three. I think especially Chaz. Chaz has really elevated his game. He was really good as a freshman, but now, he's starting to develop his full range of arsenal. He's starting to become a better outside shooter. He has more confidence in it. So I think as that continues to grow, his game is just going to continue to grow. And then, JD has had some nice games too. Before Christmas, both him and Chaz had 20-point efforts against Iowa Falls, and we need that. We've had some nights where we've struggled to score, but there's been nights where we've scored too. So, just looking for some consistency. But it's hard too, because those three are on everybody's radar when they play us. So, they continue to battle and fight there, but we're going to continue to lean on those three and just put them in the best position that we can and just continue to watch their growth and their confidence continue to soar.
And as we look at the schedule coming up, it's a busy week, no doubt about that, this week for your group. You begin tonight with a road trip up to Gardner-Hayfield-Ventura coming up tonight in non-conference action. You follow that up tomorrow night with a road trip to Algona. At home on Friday against Webster City, and then a long road trip. You turn around on Saturday and travel to Estero Lincoln Central before another busy week next week. You got West Fork on the docket, as well as Pocahontas Area, Hampton, Dumont, Cal in conference action next Thursday night. And we just look at this schedule, a lot of games packed into a short amount of time here in the next couple of weeks. What's kind of the message to the team about having to deal with a lot of games in such a short amount of time?
Well, I think, you know, we had a couple games canceled before Christmas, and, you know, and that's right now where, you know, we played on Friday against Humboldt, and that was a rescheduled game from December, and the same thing with tonight at Garner, another rescheduled game that gets thrown in the mix. But, you know, we've had a lot of practice time, and now we're just ready to play. We get to, you know, jump into some non-conference action. You know, it's, and for us, it's, I don't want to say it's a welcome part of our schedule, but, you know, to step away from our conference, a conference game, sometimes is a good thing for us. We tend to play with a lot more confidence against non-conference opponents, just because we know that we are at least at the level of those schools, and we're going to go out and compete no matter what. But, you know, our confidence just seems to be a little higher, and, you know, we just get opportunities here to play, and hopefully, you know, as our growth has continued to, you know, and we just need to build some confidence, and we have a really big opportunity, I think, in these two weeks to, you know, just to continue our growth, get some confidence going, hopefully get a few wins. And I just think if we get some, you know, couple wins under our belt, which are certainly possible here in the couple weeks, as long as we play like we have and like we continue to stress on them every day, good things are going to happen for our crew. And so, you know, we just want to keep chopping away and taking positive steps forward. And if that happens, we know that we're going to put ourselves in a position to get some wins, and I think our confidence will really grow from there. And so, you know, that's really our point of emphasis right now.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week with beginning tonight with Garner Hayfield Ventura.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, that was Jason Burning, the head boys basketball coach of the Clarion Goldfield House Cowboys, here on our Coach Pete program. We're back with more after this on 95.7 FM.